Well, Johannes, you're now looking at the fishermen's houses from the front.
And they look like normal townhouses.
Well, that's because the Prince Bishops of Bamberg decided to give the town a more uniform appearance at some point in the 18th century. The fishermen's houses were rendered in Baroque style. So a fisherman's yard usually consisted of a building in the water like the ones we saw earlier from the other bank, some outbuildings, and the house here on the street. The first big complex of buildings on Abstvert was the goldsmith's yard at Fischerei 15, by the way.
The wine bar over there?
Yes. The real name of the complex was Fischergasse auf dem Goldschmiedshof, or Fisherman's Lane in the goldsmith's yard. And that's what led to the modern name of the street, Fischerei or Fishery.
So, what was it like here before the fishermen and all their worldly goods came across from the other bank?
Well, as you already know, Abstvert was an island. The name Insel des Abtes, or Abbot's Island, came into being when the Michelsberg Monastery acquired the isle. It was meadowland at first, but later rich patricians had their gardens laid out there.
I don't dare think about what happens here when you flood. Abstvert is so flat.
Oh, it was very bad in 1784. The people had to be lifted out of their roof spaces and St. Martin's Town Cemetery was completely sodden.
Isn't that the story in which the boy looks out of the window and calls, "Look, here's Grandad swimming by"?
Yes, and there's a poem too. St. Martin's Parish Church must testify that the flood has reached it and lifted all the tombstones. The dead must be witnesses. But that's all a legend.
Well, no one would know the truth better than you, Frau Regnitz. There's always an element of truth in stories like that. But let's carry on to our last stop. First we'll go along Fischerei to Kapuzinerstraße and then turn right to the old harbour with the cranes.